That's a one-man boat.
One-man boat made out of, hewed out of a log.
Did they have those around here?
No, not as a rule. Or some people here and there got one. But the Pierrot was a famous French one-man fishing canoe. And every year they used to have, and they still have, don't they?
Still have some parts of the Pierrot races.
And they tell me that's something to see. I've never seen one. I don't know what it is. What is
they're made out of fiberglass now, primarily. They don't make them out of wood like they used to.
I don't know if it's $500,000 or $1,500 prize for the winner on those things. But they tell me them Frenchmen get in them things and go almost as fast as they got a damn motor in that somehow.
What other types of boats
would
they have around here?
Now, you talking about those old-time boats, huh? That's about all it was. It used to have old homemade boats, mostly made out of cypress. And some people made pretty boats, you know, out of it. A lot of them just made more or less an old square front boat. And you very seldom seen anybody with an outboard motor back in my days when I was a kid. That was strictly for the rich.
Did you ever hear of a bathtub?
Well, that's a modern-day boat, kid.
Is
a modern day made boat. Do you agree with that?
I don't know anything about boats.
What the hell do you know?
You want to know how to examine a bank?
I know how to do that.
That's all I know how to do. I see you ready.
Okay.
Those primers on there.
Huh?
Those primers on there are mine, most of them.
All of them?
Well, most of them.
All CCI stuff? Okay, well, I'll just throw them aside until you can get out there. He's a federal banker. But no, on the what was the name of the boat you just said?
A bateau.
See, it's only recently they start coming out with these aluminum boats and these fiberglass boats. In other words, you have a bass boat, you have a bateau boat, you have the Arkansas Travel. That's all new names to boats. Just a different manufacturer. Give them, that's all that is. But that's modern stuff, just came out, let's say, after World War II, or in the last 15 years. Now, back in the old days, I remember my dad talking about, to see where they lived out at Elmo, there used to be a few Indians out there yet, and the Indians had canoes, see, homemade canoes. Maybe that's what you're thinking about.
A child is just learning to dress himself. The mother brings him the clothes and tells him, now here
are your clothes.
Okay.
Dress.
And you might tell a child, if you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, you tell him, you don't need to be scared.
I'll be there with you and the doctor won't hurt you.
Did you ever say he ain't gonna hurt you?
Well, that's a common slang word. I'm sure we have said it ain't gonna hurt you.
How would you use the word
ain't?
Do you use it often?
I can't even recall using it. Except when a kid would say, I ain't going to do it, or something like that. I ain't going to do it.
Uh-huh.
You hear little kids still use that term all the time, you might say. Unless there's some people that brought the kids up well trained not to use it. But in my family, they weren't trained not to use it.
We used
the word ain't, I know, until we got out of high school, I guess.
Say something. If someone asks you, is that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say no.
I didn't follow you on that whole statement.
If someone asks you, was that you I saw in town yesterday or something, you might say, No, it wasn't.
Wasn't I?
Okay. Did you ever say one to me?